We're here. Will we see the double wildcat? We do. The double wildcat.
65-50.
Here she is dropping in switch for a switch backside spin. A massive switch backside 900.
Here, Zoe Sadowski Sinner. 157.50. Well played.
One athlete left to go. Zoe Sadowski Sinner. Guaranteed a third place finish.
Well, you've just heard there, courtesy of Sky, the moment Kiwi snowboarder Zoe Sadowski Sinner realised she had won bronze in Pyeongchang, New Zealand's first Winter Olympics medal since 1992. But not only has she checked that off, she's done it while being just 16 years of age, making her the youngest member of the New Zealand Winter Olympic team while still in high school. Back here in New Zealand, her classmates and friends watched the big moment at her school, Mount Aspiring College, and Wayne Bosley is the school's principal. And Wayne, evening to you. Thank you.
Good evening, Barry. Thanks for ringing.
What a big moment for Zoe, but it's a huge moment for the school, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely incredible moment for the school. Yes, we're just so very, very happy for her family, and we're basking in her glory. There's no doubt about it.
Well, you should. And what happened today? So you all you all watched it. All the students watched it.
The vast majority did. Yeah, we've been live streaming both her events and Finn Billis, who's also from the school. And today the timing was perfect. So there were a huge number of staff and students in the gymnasium watching all afternoon. Yeah,
I'm sorry. The other athlete was Finn. Who?
Finn Billis. Finn, who he was also from. He was still at school when selected for the Olympic team as well.
And how's he going?
He just missed out. He got 13th in his qualifying, which meant by a slim margin, missed out on the finals for his event. So he's done superbly well, as well as Zoe has.
Right, but that's tremendous for Mount Aspiring College as well. So the students watch this. What can you tell us about this? How nerve-wracking was it?
Well, it's actually unbelievable. I know that I just got more and more nervous, and I'm sure I wasn't the only one. There was tremendous joy after the second run when she did so well, and there was, huge applause, and everyone was really, really happy. And then when she went to begin her third run, there was sort of this unofficial drum roll just erupted from the floor. But then when she didn't quite land it at the end, there was no one really knew what to do. There was sort of silence. There was ahs, oohs and ahs. and so then it was a waiting game, really. And then when it was obvious that she would get the bronze, everyone just erupted in joy, as you can imagine.
Yeah.
And, terrific.
It is terrific. I mean, she missed out on that other event, didn't she? The weather was awful, and they're all going over, and they all kind of missed out, but somebody, or three of them, got medals.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. Yep.
Okay, do you have anything special planned?
Well, we obviously will plan it. Her homecoming when she comes back, when we don't know those dates yet. Obviously, our assembly, etc., and welcome back will be huge, and we really look forward to sharing that with her and her family. And I'm sure that she's already celebrating electronically. I'm sure with all of her mates. And it's just wonderful at the moment.
Yeah, we've just been told, Wayne, she's in a drug test. We're trying to talk to her about it. She's in a drug test. I'm sure she'll fly through that. Tell us about, I've only seen her on television, obviously. She's young, she's 16, she looks a very nice, young, determined girl. What can you tell us about her?
I think, that's a good way of describing her. She is really, really focused, and I mean that in her life. She's been travelling the world for a long, long time, pursuing snowboarding, and at the same time she's kept up with her studies, she's communicated with the school. She's quite a quiet person, very calm, but obviously fiercely determined, and once she gets that bib on, she's just got that top 2 inches that allows her to compete with the best in the world.
Yeah, okay, that's good. So she's still doing her studies, because I think she was quoted at one point saying that she was so into snowboarding she wanted to skip school.
Well, at this stage, up until we're expecting her back, and she is back when she's not overseas. I can understand that feeling for her, because she's just, she's got to try and squeeze so much into her life. And my hat goes off to her and her family on how they fit it all in, really.
Yeah, no, I think you're fine. I think she's come back to school. I think that was an earlier comment. How many kids, a lot of kids at the school, they snowboard as well, do they?
Yes, snow sports is obviously pretty big in the town. If you live in, not everybody, but most people that live in Wanaka will be on the slopes during the winter. She's you know, we couldn't ask for a better role model, of course. Between her and Finn, it's just incredible for us.
Yeah. All right, Wayne, thank you so much. Big thrill for Zoe and the school and for New Zealand, actually. Second medal since 1992, 26 years. It's taken a while, and Zoe's done it at just the age of 16. It's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Zoe. Really appreciate
it. Thank you, Wayne. Wayne Bosley, who is principal of Mount Aspiring College. News Talk ZB, it is now 4:15.